Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hey there, I'm Rachel from the Untangling Life podcast, and I'm so glad you're listening in today. Have you ever wanted someone to pray with? I surely have. Have you ever wished you could ask a friend to pray for you, but no one came to mind? I've had friends come to mind lately, but there have been times where I felt like my request was a little silly. Maybe the problem for you is not that you don't know someone who prays regularly, but you didn't want to ask because your request seems like a quote-unquote small request. Or maybe you're new in your faith and you just haven't developed Christian friends you can ask to pray. There are a lot of emails I receive through rachelwojo.com that are prayer needs and requests. And in the past couple of months, I've fallen behind on answering emails, and I felt badly when I started to catch up and realized how many prayer needs were sitting in my inbox. How wonderful would it be to have folks we could ask to pray for and with us? Today, I am answering one of the reader email questions. How can I find a good prayer partner? Someone who will pray for and with me as a team before the Lord. And actually, this topic was brought up in one of my author groups recently because as authors, we sometimes struggle to ask people to pray for us when we should be making that a priority. It's a weird situation. I believe this question of finding a good prayer partner is a good one because the solution is easier than we lead ourselves to believe. While there are many unique situations and relationships today, I wanted to explore a few tips on how to find a prayer partner, someone who will pray both for and with you as a friend. So the first idea that I had for finding a prayer partner is a close friend who lives near you. A prayer partner relationship often begins with two people who really know each other. They're friends. If you're already close friends, then you can start at a great level because most likely if you're friends, you've been vulnerable and honest with one another before. Maybe she knows you're afraid of the dark and you know that she worries about having a car accident. If you have a Christian friend with whom you are comfortable sharing basic needs, this person is a great one to discuss prayer needs. The advantage to living close to one another is that you'll be able to arrange times to meet to pray or can naturally pray with each other whenever you see each other. So idea number one is making your prayer partner a close friend who lives near you. Then idea number two is a close friend who lives apart from you. Close friends who live in different states or even different countries, as in, you know, missionaries or military, they can often make great prayer partners, especially in the technology age that we live in. The way that two friends who live apart from each other can join together in prayer is through texting or email, FaceTime, social media connections, or even old-fashioned handwritten letters and journaling. Close friends who live apart can definitely be strong prayer partners as long as the two agree to communicate. And then idea number four on how to find a prayer partner, it could be a level of friendship where you barely know each other. I love what Jesus said in Matthew 18:19. He talks about the significance of praying with a friend or praying with another person. He says, "Again, I assure you, if two of you on earth agree about any matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven."
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Sometimes friends who barely know one another are hesitant to ask each other for prayer. And if a connection is just beginning to form with a friend, it can be difficult to be bold enough to take that first step in asking. But I have been lately encouraged to pray with people that I don't even know, whether in the grocery store or at the library. I want to encourage you to begin praying for and each other, even if you're not truly a friend yet, even if you've only just met each other. The commitment may be at an introductory level, but you could meet someone at church and ask, "Could we pray for one another this week?" Or you could reach out via text. This happened to my husband recently. He received a text from someone new to the small group. And the small group, even though my husband is the leader, the small group member said, "How can I pray for you?" It was a very precious request for someone to ask my husband as the leader how they could be praying for him. Praying for one request will keep it easy to complete. And so I read the response that my husband wrote back to this man, and it was beautiful. If you are providing accountability and encouragement, a great way to do that is prayer. And then another simple way that you can ask others to pray for you is just to agree to pray for one another on the same day every week. Maybe you could have a prayer partner who asks you, Monday at 11 o'clock, let's set our alarms and pray for one another at 11 on Monday every day, or whatever time it is for you, whatever day. The point is to set a phone reminder and be intentional about praying for one another. And acknowledge that while you don't know how it might work out, you are looking for a prayer partner. Sometimes it's hard to ask a person to be your prayer partner. And if they're looking for someone to regularly pray for and with, then God will move. He will open that door. Recently, someone asked me if I could mentor them. And I did not feel like God was calling me to that in that situation. So the answer had to be no. And I felt rough about that. But choose to be open for whatever God has in a relationship. If you don't put it out there, you won't know. So if you're looking for a prayer partner, pray for one. And then idea number four is just that. It's make a list of people that you think might be a good match for you when it comes to being a prayer partner. Make a list of that individuals and pray over it. God will give you the right person to be a prayer partner if you ask Him for it. Start with a few names on a piece of paper and just ask God to show you who is the right one. Ask Him to place an individual on your path and provide the wisdom to know without a doubt that you should ask to share one another's prayer needs and thoughts. I have often prayed and asked the Lord for favor with a person so that I would know that I was supposed to be following through on some request or working with them in some way. And so I believe the Holy Spirit can give us that inclination, that intuition to know exactly who is the best match for us when it comes to praying with one another. And then idea five is to start a public prayer group, maybe in your home, at your church, or find a local prayer group. Sometimes a public prayer group can be the beginning of a smaller prayer partnership. So if you don't feel close enough to anyone in your community to begin a small prayer partnership with just one other person, then start by attending or holding a prayer meeting. And this step will allow you to join in with others in more intimate prayer and begin to build relationships through meeting regularly. And then idea number six is to join an organization. There are so many organizations that focus on prayer. Formerly known as Moms in Touch, currently Moms in Prayer is a wonderful organization that joins mothers together. Regardless of which idea you choose Finding a prayer partner can be a wonderful way to build your prayer life and encourage your faith. So don't be discouraged if you don't find someone immediately. Explore the options that are available to you and experiment with the ideas that I shared. God answers prayer, and He is drawing you closer to Him, even through the process of how to find a prayer partner. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode encourages you to find a prayer partner. And as a way of saying thank you, I want to invite you to enjoy a new resource, When You Can't Pray, Prayer Guide. Release the frustration of not having words to pray, embrace the comfort and intercession of the Holy Spirit, and engage your heart with the truth that God sees you, He hears you, and He knows you. You'll find the link to this beautiful resource in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.